detect within my show a single consuming drive to fix
what has mattered to me.
Just as the first man to create an alphabet might seek to do so if I walk. I move these hours, whether of action or of thought. From some deep well below consciousness, I have always distrusted time, and therefore I came to study it. I scratched initials
more deeply than others
into stone.
It was I who
strove to immortalize and cement
the script
by God Sammy.
My childish
commemorative monuments are now more lost than the Mayan sky. The initials of myself and my companions have eroded and vanished under the driving rain of innumerable summers. I have only these three radio programs which I use to talk by electromagnetic bombs into the background key of radiation. What are these programs? Like some underwater welder, or even some hunter with a wall upon which to paint, I have left my own graffiti, just as soldiers through the ages have scrawled their messages upon rocks in foreign lands. Unfortunate, always try to beyond themselves to another time. One literate ancient Greek even was tried on a Roman brick in the form. In effect, extending his outraged cry to the ages beyond him. This radio program, no, does not possess the permanence of his play. The electromagnetic bubble of my signal will extend outwards at the speed of light until at last it fades
below the crashes
of the interstellar background noise level. Perhaps, however, the show will flutter briefly upon someone's old shortwave receiver by their bedside for a brief moment. This show has no other purpose than to claim a time and to make it my own forever. In doing so, I assert that right for all men. That's a thing for the living creatures they have cherished and whose bones lie buried beside their own. This show should be taken as a message, but to decipher it in its entirety would be, even for its author, to decipher a rune. Its meaning is mingled with the falling rain and with the dust drifting over forgotten excavations. Already my memories are cloudy, swirling, and indistinct. In time, doubtless, they will march away at last, following the mammoth hunters over the horizon.